Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 315, Surrender. Three little syllables, one little bitty word, very, very, very difficult to do. It's funny, we have these things that are just in us. This is what you do. This is how you do it. Go. And speaking for myself, you go through life and you never question it. You're chasing this thing, you're doing this thing, and 10, 20, 30 years ago, someone would have mentioned the word surrender. I would have taken it as a complete negative. Giving up, failing, never. I shall conquer. But it's this complete lack of awareness of what we're truly talking about. It's a straight line. There is that which you can control, and there is that which you cannot control. Done. End of story. No real chit-chat needed, no debate, no research needed. Surrendering just simply means that you are letting go of the things you cannot control. You're okay with that. Because you know, if you place all your time and energy, all your valuable good into the things you can control, the areas you can control, the parts of your life you can control, well, then you will be controlling those areas. And you'll be highly aware that you're controlling those areas. And you will feel fantastic because we all want to feel a sense of control. It's not a bad thing to want to feel control. It's just a bad thing to try to control things that you can't control. So if we're over here living in Purpleville, controlling the things we can control, aware that we're placing our time and energy in these valuable areas that we do control, and we're being thankful, you're becoming a better you, whether you know it or not. And the more you do that, and the more you like it, and the better you feel, the more you'll continue. Hence, things start becoming automatic. Went through about 4 weeks of not working out. And I was pretty okay with it. And not because I was working really hard, trying really hard to be okay with it. I was just in the moment, trying to be present, realizing what I needed to do next, and then being thankful. It's like it almost gets a little bit easier to be you. Your life as is a little bit easier when we learn surrendering is not a bad thing. It's not giving up. A lot of cool things I've been talking about with clients, and I go, you know, isn't it funny that we're like in our 40s and 50s and now we're talking about this stuff? See, that's how hard it is. That's how long it takes to figure it out. But that's how valuable it is. Find that power of surrender along your pro-you path. Trust me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Truly, truly appreciate you. Anybody looking for a little help? Got that online special running. Holler. I am here. Enjoy. Surrender. Sometimes surrender means giving up trying to understand and being comfortable with not knowing. Author unknown. It's a quote I posted a short while back that kind of just really summed up today's episode of Surrender. You know, and then that quote, being comfortable not knowing, being comfortable being uncomfortable, being okay with what is not easy, what is not familiar. And that's the test. Because we fight to hold on to some things. And the surrender is like this, hey, come over here, it's easier path. It's just on the outside. We've just never done it. So it's unfamiliar and it's scary, and there's all these, you know, kind of stigmas connected to it. Like if you surrender, it's giving up and you failed and you lost. Kind of always got to mentally, manually shift that perspective. So this other quote I was looking for, I found it. It's by Byron Katie. And actually, there's an excerpt from her book, Loving What Is, 4 Questions That Can Change Your Life. But the quote I was looking for is, the only time we suffer is when we believe a thought that argues with what is. When we believe a thought that argues with reality. And that's kind of that surrender thing. Hey, this is what it is. You can hold on to that other thing as long as you want, but this is kind of what it is. So I decided to read this excerpt. I am a lover of what is, not because I'm a spiritual person, but because it hurts when I argue with reality. See, right there's that whole purple-yellow thing. It hurts. Oh, you don't like hurting? Oh, okay, then don't hurt. How do I do that? Don't argue with reality. Oh, that's your car. That's your home. That's where you work. That's your chair. That's what's in your refrigerator. This is your reality. The only time we suffer is when we argue with that. All right. If you want reality to be different than it is, you might as well try to teach a cat to bark. You can try and try, and in the end, the cat will look up at you and say, meow. Wanting reality to be different than it is hopeless. That's a big word, hopeless. You can spend the rest of your life trying to teach a cat to bark. And yet, if you pay attention, you'll notice that you think thoughts like this dozens of times a day. People should be kinder. Children should be well behaved. My neighbors should take better care of their lawn. The line at the grocery store should move faster. My husband or wife should agree with me. I should be thinner or prettier or more successful. These thoughts are ways of wanting reality to be different than it is. If you think that this sounds depressing, you're right. All the stress that we feel is caused by arguing with what is. After I woke up to reality in 1986, people often referred to me as the woman who made friends with the wind. Barstow is a desert town where the wind blows a lot of the time, and everyone hated it. People even moved from there because they couldn't stand the wind. The reason I made friends with the wind, with reality, is that I discovered I didn't have a choice. I realized that it's insane to oppose it. When I argue with reality, I lose, but only 100% of the time. How do I know that the wind should blow? It's blowing. I am a lover of what is, not because I'm a spiritual person. Oh, I read that. Beginners sometimes... Wait. Oh, okay. Okay, this wasn't a repeat. I didn't read it. It's right. Okay. I am a lover of what is, not because I'm a spiritual person, but because it hurts when I argue with reality. We can know that reality is good just as it is, because when we argue with it, we experience tension and frustration. We don't feel natural or balanced. When we stop opposing reality, action becomes simple, fluid, kind, and fearless. Beginners sometimes ask me what would happen if they investigated their thoughts on a regular basis. They are afraid that if they didn't argue with reality, they wouldn't be motivated to act and wouldn't know what to do. The experience of those who investigate their thoughts is that the opposite is true. Inquiry naturally gives rise to action. When you begin to meet your thinking with understanding, your body follows. It begins to move by itself, so you don't have to do anything. Inquiry is about noticing our thoughts, not changing them. When you work with the thinking, the doing naturally follows. If you sit in a chair and have a great insight, is that the end of it? I don't think so. Gaining insight into your thoughts is only half the process. The other half happens when the insights come to life. Until they live as action, they're not fully yours. See, I love that, because I always tell people, pull you path of self-discovery. When you start discovering things about yourself, they're not always yay, but you go, okay, now I'm going to inquire. I'm not going to judge, but I feel better. Hey, I'm going to keep doing this. Hey, you know what I found out about? Hey, you know I'm handling something better? Hey, you know what? I noticed I respond better. And you stay there, you stay there, you stay there. And I love this line. When I argue with reality, I lose, but only 100% of the time. Love that line, love that line, love that line. So on August 14th, 2019, was my 47th live workout Wednesday in a row. So that's 47 weeks of consistency. 47 weeks forcing myself to show up every Wednesday, not just to do a workout, but to do a live workout. And the first, I always say the first seven I really disliked. Didn't want to do them at all. The workout part, let alone a live one. But around 14, 15, I started getting more comfortable. Little things done consistently. And it grew from there. I'm like, okay, this is what my message is. This is what I'm trying to, you know, kind of just say. This is what I'm going to do. I was, you know, thinking up new workouts, trying new things. And then Monday and Friday doing my own workouts. And voila, fast forward, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm feeling good. You know, there's things I couldn't do with 10-pound dumbbells. Now I was doing with 20-pound dumbbells. I have up to 25-pound dumbbells, which I would touch once in a while. And, you know, squatting three sets of 30, crunches, three sets of 40. I mean, things I haven't done in years, things I haven't done ever as far as moving my own body weight. And right around, I think there was once before I got a little tweak and I was kind of questioning, you know, am I going to be able to do the workout? Got through the workout. But this time the tweak was running's not going to help you. Doing any kind of working out is not going to help you. It was so tight. I just literally needed to try to spend time being horizontal, which is very difficult. I'll just sit at my computer, not horizontal. I'll just sit in, no, horizontal. Your back parallel to the ground. No pressure, no weight. You just need that sometimes, more than the sleep at night, because my sleep was not good. It seemed like every day what I did tightened that thing back up. And from the show in between the shoulder blade and the spine and then up into my neck and trap area where that kind of stress point is. And if that area is hurting, there's not, I'm going to lie down. I'm going to be comfortable. I'm going to sleep. So there's probably about, I would say, five or six really, really bad nights where I walked at least once outside because there's no laying down and I was just kind of frustrated and struggling. But those are nights I've had before. And I was telling a client, he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, because I just had one a few nights ago. And I said, but it's not bad. I mean, in the moment, it's bad. You know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I can't really lay down, and I'm standing up, and I'm foam rolling, and I'm, you know, my heart rate's increasing, and my body temperature's, I'm kind of feeling hot, and like, I need to go outside and get some air and just move around. But typically after the walks, I feel a little better. So it's kind of my, hey, Zen's always good to go for a walk. So I walk. I try not to do a lot of stretching, but just seems that movement. Because during the day, I'm pretty fine, no matter how bad it's bothering me, because I'm not trying to lay down and sleep. I'm like, I got to get a massage. I got to get a massage. I now know I'm guessing. Should I rest it? Should I stretch it? Should I foam roll it? And I only had one recommendation from a great client that just seems to know everything that I should do in my life. And his last name is Allender. And he goes, go to Squeeze. And he said this about a month ago. And I was like, oh, sounds pretty cool. It's like all on your phone, an app, sign up. This is what you want. How long? You know, super user friendly. And this woman who started it, started a company called Blown Away. It's something about drying hair. Like she was an innovator of where you go there and they blow dry your hair. And I forget what the actual name is, but she started this business and it, you know, took off. And she now came into this. And it's the only location right now. But I'm driving there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to find a meter in the front. And I'm going to kind of pull, you know, found the spot. I'm going to pull a U-turn. And I couldn't really pull a U-turn, so I turned left at the next block. And a car came behind me, so I couldn't really just spin around. So I turned down the alley and was going to wait till the car passed and then back up. And as I turned down the alley, I look, and a really big light blue brown sign says, Squeeze, parking. And I'm like, oh, they have parking. And LA is a fabulous thing, especially free. So I'm like, okay, how cool is this? Going to get a massage for the first time, and I got free parking, and it's available, and it's right in back. Like, I got to walk like 10 steps to get in the building. So I go in the building, and it's all light blue and kind of brown. And I love that two-tone combination, light blue and brown. And the sign on the wall says, walk in, float out. So I walk to the front. And the woman goes, hello, how are you? And I go, I walked in. I want to float out. And she laughed, and I was already signed up. She goes, okay, go sit over there in the waiting room. Totally chill, totally relaxing. I picked this one dude who was available at the time I could make it, named LaVon. About 5 minutes, I was just super, super relaxed and chilling. He came up, got me, and we hit it off. And it was, I mean, the best part about it is, you know, from my client, Allender said, you can go look. These are the spots I want you to hit. Typically, you'll get a massage. They're giving you a full body massage. They might hit a couple areas, but they're going to give you a full, I don't need a full body massage, and I definitely don't need a back rub. I want deep tissue, shiatsu. Here are the five areas. And Home Skillet hit all five areas, and they all felt better in that hour. And I got done and I said, LaVon, and we talked the entire time. I'm like a nerd about massages. Is that this? Are you doing this? But he was nerdy about it too. So we just had this great time connected. And I got done and said, best massage I've gotten in my life. And totally meant it. Like, I know massages. I can tell in 5 minutes if you're good or not. And it was just everything. Like, he understood and his pressure. And it was just, and I was like, wow, I found him. How fantastic. And it's like, if you sign up and get once a month, it's like $20 off. And I'm like, I think I'm going to do it. And I'm actually thinking I'm going to sign up for my next session and sign up right after I get done recording this. But it was fantastic. And I found it. You know, found a place, loved the place, found a guy, loved the guy. I was like, okay, here it is. Like, I have a go-to now, which I really believe you need in life as far as physically. And by that night, kind of started tightening up again. And that's the thing. I tell people, you can't get a massage once. I mean, I'm kind of like the victim of my own thing now. It's like, I got good. I was doing my own thing and, you know, trying to save some money. And, you know, massages are somewhat of a luxury thing. So I was like, you know, don't. But, man, when you're going and you want to feel good, it's just like you need to go get help once in a while. And I'm like, yay. But see, there's this thing happening. I'm like, I wasn't panicking about the pain. I wasn't really panicking at night. I was pretty, I mean, considering what I was going through, I was pretty calm. I'm like, I'll sleep. I'll be fine. Wake up in the morning. I always felt better in the morning. Started the day thankful. You know, I get to do this. I get to do that. And I was never really tripping about the live workout Wednesdays. Because, like, well, I'm definitely not doing this one, number 48. And I posted a foam rolling video. That's kind of all I was really doing. That, and I started stretching. And here's the thing about the whole surrender thing. I wasn't fighting. I wasn't frustrated. I wasn't, because it's like me, a large part of me is like, when I write that thing down, when I commit, now I'm accountable. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to do it. # whether it's good for me or not. And that's something that's like, what? Me? Come on. It's like, well, look at it. You were going up in weight. You know, you weren't working out for 4 months. Then you're working out, you know, a few times, a couple times a week. Then you're working out every morning, running every morning, doing some exercises every morning. Then you're doing kind of a bigger workout Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're kind of doing two-a-days, and you're going up in reps, up in weight. Ta-da! You know, it's like take, 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 take. And your significant other is going to be like, okay, stop. Why? There's some things you need to know. It's like, what? I feel great. I mean, I did. Best I felt physically, but, you know, doing too much of something, not enough of something else, but there was a big stop sign on my path of live workout Wednesday, and I just let it go. No one really cared. I don't have a boss. No one's making me do it, but it's how I healed. It's what I was doing. I said I would do it. Whether you wanted it or not, you got a live workout Wednesday from Tom. I'm like, yeah, but is it helping you right now? No. Don't do it. What do you do? Don't do nothing. Try to be on your back. Try to take time. Doesn't get any better. Keep doing what you're doing. Foam roller, blah, 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 blah. And about 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, I was like, haven't really worked out in 2-3 weeks. But I wasn't tripping. And I mentioned on a podcast, like, I don't really feel horrible because I'm kind of doing the things I need to do. But it wasn't until that, I think the third week, when it was like, okay, I'm surrendering. I get it. I'm letting it go. All right. But it was like, in order to learn what you need to learn, you have to surrender. So it's like life did this thing to me physically. So I would surrender. And then it would be like, okay, now we're going to teach you. Teach me what? I'm the best I've ever been, says Tom. What can you teach me, life? You need to stretch, brah. It's like, what? I'm fine. It's like, well, okay, I'm probably tight in some areas because at like 50, I kind of did more foam rolling. And I mean, I stretched a little, but I was like, and this is like, it just hit me. If I was talking to a client, I'm like, what do you mean? You used to stretch, but now you don't stretch because you're just foam roller. Do you stretch or not? Well, not really. Well, how can you not stretch? Like, okay, do this stretch, do that stretch. Dude, look how tight you are. Do you not think that it has an adverse effect on your entire alignment in your body? Look how tight that one muscle is. And there's another one. And it was just like this. I, the pro you guy, had to go through all of that and then get shut down by life because I obviously wasn't listening. But now it got my attention. Because I was like, wow, that pigeon stretch, which is so important. Hamstrings, glutes, lower back, especially for dudes. But I was like, you know, you really can't do that anymore. And it's like the top quad of my leg was really tight, both of them. And I'm like, you got, these are things right here. And it was kind of like then I went to my calves. And there's just these big knots. And I'm like, okay. Top of your legs, quads are tight. Can't really do the pigeon anymore because that line of your muscles is super tight. You know, the sciatic stretch, and I've posted a lot of these lately. I did for years, didn't do that anymore, couldn't barely do it. And I'm like, but it was slowly like I'd go to the beach. I'm like, look, I'm not doing any workout videos. Let me just stretch. It's cool to stretch at the beach. I'll record it. It's what I'm doing. And then I'll post it. So I think, I don't know, I just think it would be cool. Like, you can follow me along. I'm not talking. I'm not saying anything. You just listen, watch the waves, and stretch. I'm like, kind of dope to follow along. So I'm like, and that's what I'm doing. But then I was like, hey, you're stretching. Still foam rolling, but I was stretching now. And it was like, I needed to stretch. And I think I've done like 3 or 4. So it's like each time I'm trying to do a different stretch, and I make up a new stretch, or I go a different way, and I'm like, this is what I need to be doing. And I was telling a client, I was like, yeah, but I was lifting weights and feeling stronger and I wanted to lift more. And, you know, I got this thing that I want to do. And it's like, yeah, what's your point? What do you mean? Well, that's what you want to do. Fantastic. Here's what you get to do. Here's what you have. Here's your purple. Be thankful. Like, I'm super healthy at 54 and a half. But there's always been a thing. It's like, oh, I want to be a little bit this, a little bit more of that, a little less this. And it was just, I was going this one way, and it was, you know, this is my path now. This is what I'm going to do. Slam the brakes, halt, change. And this is the kicker that has really, really helped me now because I've kind of made it around that corner. It was not by my design. It was not by my plan. It was not orchestrated by me. life happened. Like last summer, slowed down because Zen. I learned a ton about everything. It's probably the most I've learned in 1 year in my life. And then we fast forward, and I'm like, okay, I didn't go work out really hard, but then your body's going to be funky, and you're going to shut it down and go back to stretching. I'm like, what? Why would I? I'm like, well, it makes total sense. You've got some tight. It's like just this epiphany. And that one I'm super proud of. Hey, Tom, you're tight. You should stretch. Wow, way to go. Tom, it's magical. But it's like you get stuck doing what you're doing because that's what you do. That's how you became successful. You can't not do it. You can't just stop. Yeah, but if it's better for you. Yeah, but what will people think? What will people say? It does not matter. You're responsible for your words and actions. How people respond to your words and actions is totally on them. Learn that line. Embrace that line. Own that line. You are responsible for your words, your actions, not how other people receive them. So I wanted to learn. I learned. Not super. Hey, Tom, you need to stretch. It's like, wow, it took all that for you to, well, I was going one way and you're foam rolling 3 times a day and you got a foam roller at night. You're not thinking, oh yeah, I should stretch too. But again, yeah, you don't want to add another thing? Too bad. You get to try to add another thing to make you better today. You get to surrender, let go. It seems like life's kind of got a plan if you don't get in the way. So as these things change, you just kind of, you know, roll with it. Flow with it. Release, let go. Ride the ebb and the flow. You know, all those things that sound poetic really don't resonate because we have no clue what it means. And I was talking to a client, I says, isn't it trippy that we're like talking about this really, really cool, important stuff now, but we're in our late 40s and 50s? That's how long it takes to get to the good stuff, because you got to get through all the other stuff. What you should do, what people think you should do, what you want to do, what you wrote down, all of a sudden life throws something at you and you start going, wow, I got to reflect. I got to check myself out. I got to find out what this means. I got to look inside. But again, what's happening is kind of that surrender thing. Like I was, you know, because I was a little disgruntled at first when I'm like, I'm not going to crunch, teaching. I was like, oh, that's better. I'm like, well, I'm not going to the gym where I personal train people. And that, you know, took 4 months for me to transition to work out at home. But that kind of worked out. And then it was like, oh, you're not doing those workouts anymore. I was like, okay. And again, it wasn't like super easy because there was twice that I started out with Zen, packed up my bag, got in the car, started driving, and I just hit traffic. And I had that thing in my neck and I said, okay, exit. And I'd go like to the puppy park with Zen. But that whole drive would take like 2 hours because I was on the road for about a half an hour. Then it took me like a half an hour because of traffic to get off, turn around, head back, then go to the puppy park, come home. And it was like, man, I can't sit in the car when I'm feeling like that. I get like, then there's traffic and I'm sitting there. It's like, you know, I think I mentioned this, got a little panicky. I'm like, I got to take care of this back thing, this neck thing. And I'm like, when I say no to the beach, you know that's something. But I was like, get through the day, get through the moment. You're not panicking. You just need to focus on this, change your mindset. And I was like, a lot of that was just happening. So like by default, there's some really, really cool pro you things happening. So the surrender wasn't me sitting down in a dark room and squeezing my fists and clenching and going, you gotta do this, it'll be better. I was like, okay. Okay. All right. I was like, oh hey, I'm gonna film stretch videos. And it was just this peaceful transition. And again, not getting a bunch of comments, not getting a bunch of views, not getting a bunch of anything, but I'm better. And then there were the moments lately, like I've done a workout, took a day off, did a workout, took a day off, did a workout, and now today. Now, they were little, but I did a little morning thing, very minimal, again, asking my body permission. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just, you know, well, not Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but then the other day, every other day, just trying to do a little of that workout. And then again, that's minimal. But there were these moments where I was like, oh, I remember one night I laid down and I wasn't, like, nothing was tight. Like, I could lay on my side, I could lay on my left side, I could cuddle with, I mean, anywhere. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so happy. And that's what started triggering with me. It's like, it's just so funny that, like, I just felt better. And a couple nights were really yucky. And because it wasn't yucky, it was just good. And that was it. It was the only determining factor. My trap wasn't tight. I could lay comfortably. Wow, I'm happy. And I liked that. There wasn't a list of 15 things that I had to somehow solve before I could feel peace. It was just that. So by the end of the day, it gets tight again. I'm like, okay, I just want to struggle for that peace. I want to struggle for that quiet. I want to struggle for that I don't hurt. I want to get there. However, by whatever means, however long it takes, and I want to be comfortable along the way. Come to my will by the water I sell. That's what I'm selling. So, two client moments. Talking to a client, and I could tell he was in a bit of a kind of a state of flux. And he starts talking. He goes, you know, I guess I feel that way. He goes, I made a decision. I've been doing this thing for a long time and decided to stop. I said, why? Because I really didn't want to do it. I didn't like how it made me feel. And he goes, but I was shocked at people's reactions and their opinions and thinking that they had a right to give their opinion. And I said, exactly. But this was the great thing is he goes, if it caused that much attention, it means that I was really doing something different. And I go, exactly. If the circumstances have not changed, but your response has, mastering yourself. True evidence of mastering yourself. You will never master yourself, but you can work on mastering yourself. And that will be unfamiliar. So his state of flux was, I was doing this thing because I always did it for this reason, and that reason was always good enough. And I was like, that reason's not good enough. I'm just not going to do that. And he said he took one night off once a week, and said the next night, he goes, next week, because I'm going to take that one off. And he goes, you know, I just feel better. And I'm like, there you go. And, you know, through talking to me, that's what I enjoy. He knows me. He trusts me. He knows what I'm saying is the truth. And I said, you made a great decision for yourself because you knew it would make you feel better. That's a different you. The old you did things for a bunch of different reasons, mainly money, like everybody else, without really thinking. I got to put up with that, deal with that, blah, 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 but I'm getting paid. Now it's like, I'm getting paid, but do I want all that? No. All right, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, but you're not getting paid. I don't care. I like how I feel. And see, that's the most addictive thing in the world. When you like how you feel, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. When you like how you feel, you will continue to do that, what you are doing. Same thing I always say. When you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're going to do something different. If you don't like what you're getting, do different. If you like what you're getting, keep doing what you're doing. But it won't always be familiar. And I said this line before, you know, it's not going to be easy, comfortable, familiar. Deem yourself worthy. And like I said, when you get these breadcrumbs, you know, he was sitting there going, I did this thing. I know it feels better right now, but I just like, I never would have thought I would have done that. It's like, okay, be okay with that. Just trust that when you start making better decisions based on how you feel, you're headed in a fantastic way. And you don't need to worry or question or doubt. But it will be unfamiliar until you do it more and more and more. And then all of a sudden one day, like me, 54 and a half, things are happening automatically. Focusing on my purple, being thankful, surrendering, catching myself, telling, hey, shut up right away. And being, yeah, that's okay. You're like that. Just let that go. I mean, these things are starting to happen. And it is super fantastic. And that's what I would love people to experience. Another client moment, talking to a client. And I used to say this with couples all the time. not with couples, but someone want, and I say, okay, look, if Mr. or Mrs. Wonderful knocked on your door right now, what would they see? They would see the 6 out of 10 version of you. Because you're sitting around going, I'm unhappy, I need that significant other. I'm like, yeah, but if they knocked on the door right now, and they just look messy, disheveled, they're bummed out, they're in a funky mood, it's like, Mr. or Mrs. Wonderful would turn around and go, sorry, wrong address. So with this guy, I said, okay, let's say you're hiring yourself. You want a new job. Right now, what are you? Scale 1 to 10. And I knew what he was. And I wanted him to say it. He said, 6. I said, perfect. So you're going to hire you. Would you like to hire the 6 out of 10 version of you? Or would you want to wait until you became an 8 and then hire the 8 version of you? And he just stopped. His just world stopped. Because that resonated with him. Because he's, you know, looking for the new job, wants the better job. Things aren't kind of going right. That's why he reached out to me. And in 2 weeks, he said, these are the things that I did for myself. And I said, are those the things that you feel most good about? And he said, yeah, well, there's your path. Instead of thinking about the external things that you need to fix and get better and blah, 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 stop, pause, take inventory and go, you know what? I'm walking the earth as a 6. What am I going to get as a 6? Stuff that 6 deserves. What am I going to put out? 6 out of 10 stuff. Product. Quality. What are people going to see when they're around me? 6 out of 10. Well, if I want better, I want better people, I want better relationships, I want a better job, I want to feel better, maybe I should focus on becoming an 8. What's that going to take? Path of self-discovery. But it's going to be doing these things. Like, you know, I gave him a little assignment of homework. He goes, I did those things, added one more thing. And literally at the end, I said, well, those are basically the 2 things in your entire life that you feel good about. And they were just 2 little things that he was doing consistently that he wasn't doing before. Wasn't killing it, wasn't changing his life. But at the end of the day, everything else that he was focused on was external and stressing him out. And not making him feel better. And he sent me this text. Thanks, Tom. That was wonderful. The shift in mind frame to strive to be the 8 so that people want to hire that guy versus feeling that I'll become the 8 when I achieve those things is monumental. People used to come up to me when I taught my kickbox cardio class. They go, yeah, when I get in shape, I'm going to come take your class. And I was like, my class isn't something that you work out to participate in. My class is something you participate in to get in shape, to work out. You know, it's like that whole cart before the horse thing. You're not going to feel better until you move a little bit. You're not going to feel better until you start controlling the space between your ears. You're not going to feel better until you start doing something little consistently for yourself. You can't go, you know what, when I'm an 8 out of 10, I'm going to work out, I'm going to get a new job, I'm going to do all. Or you can't go, you know what, I'm going to get a new job, I'm going to get at this, I'm going to do that, and then I'll become an 8. Does not happen like that. You as a 6 have to start making these choices, deeming yourself worthy. But again, little bitty things done consistently, just like my clients, like here's the 2 little things I feel good about. And my other clients, here's the things I'm doing differently, and I like how I feel. Okay, keep doing that. Keep doing that, and it will become familiar. You'll become convicted. You'll become comfortable, and you will become confident in that newer version of you. Again, it's just deeming yourself worthy, being comfortable, being uncomfortable. All right, I'm going to end with 7. 7 and 7. 7 quick happiness tips. Total bonus. And 7 rules of life. You'll be able to live problem-free after these 14 little things. All right, 7 quick happiness steps. Here we go. 1, don't listen to gossip. 2, ignore what people say about you. 3, design your own life. 4, look for the good in every situation. 5, develop an attitude of gratitude. 6, laugh more. 7, once it's passed, let it go. You know, I just find these things and they just reiterate, reconfirm all the things I say. 7 rules of life. 1, make peace with your past so it won't disturb your future. 2, what other people think of you is none of your business. 3, the only person in charge of your happiness is you. 4, don't compare your life to others. Comparison is the thief of joy. Time heals almost everything. Give it time. Stop thinking so much. It's all right not to know all the answers. 7, smile. You don't own all the problems in the world. I say it a lot. I mean it every time. Deem yourself worthy. If I look at myself at 20, 30, 40, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, I'm so thankful and so glad that I have walked my walk. And I've shared it. You know, I've talked the talk, shared it on the podcast. And if you listen to it in the beginning and you listen to it now, or you somehow have been listening the entire time, you know, whether you're a friend or a client, you know I'm better. And I've shared the path I've walked and the choices I've made. And here I am. Selling the water from that well for free. So all you got to do is deem yourself worthy. Because you are worth it. You're here. Very thankful you're here. Very thankful I'm here. So let us together begin to control that which we can. If you can sit on the floor, cross your legs, fantastic. You need to sit somewhere else another way, fantastic. Glad you're here. Eyes closed, neutral neck. Shoulders over the hips. Navel tucked into the spine. Draw the inhale through the nose. Elongate it. Slow it down. Allow the exhale out the mouth. Elongate it. Slow it down. Now you'll realize right away you need to focus on your breath to slow it down, to elongate it. Therefore, connecting the mind and the body, making us present, staying focused on that and your breath, you will do to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. If anything enters your mind other than that, kindly, just calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations. Bravo. Well done. These pro you moments are exactly what I'm talking about. Little things done consistently. Not too much will change in 180 seconds. But if you've been doing it 315 times, you probably know what I'm talking about. You're better at it. It's more comfortable. You have some confidence in it. You know it makes you feel good. You know you enjoy. You know you like it. Just like surrendering. You don't conquer in a day. You don't do great at it in a day. You plant the seed. You water it. You nourish it. You love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Allow that seed to grow. Because once you start grasping the power of letting go and surrendering, you'll truly never stop. It's addictive in a good way. It's a pro-you thing. Do that which makes you feel better. Do that which makes you better. And you will become confident, comfortable, and convicted. And things will start happening automatic. That once you had no true understanding of it all. Little things done consistently. Peace and God bless.